able to muster the dollars to put it together. Of course, there was the capitalisation of family benefit to bridge deposit gaps and the like. So there's a whole suite of things that are going to be required. That's just on that side. The Australian banks aren't going to lift the handbrake, or take it off rather, anytime soon. It's because they're not accountable to shareholders here in New Zealand. Kiwi Bank can't scale. So the only way you're going to get a nutcracker here is for something like the new infrastructure department or ministry that Shane Jones has announced recently to be geared up to actually start to get into the financing of supply and delivery. All right? Because the Crown can lend at 2.4% on 10-year long-run bonds. Let them into our market at 3% still make quid. So all I'm just trying to say to you is that New Zealand Incorporated can fix this. We can't fix it by playing in the present sandpit and by endeavouring to try and rationalise when you're held in a headlock by a whole bunch of other things. That's where you get unintended consequences and perverse results. So that's the only mechanism that we've got presently available. And I just wanted to thank you for your very thoughtful presentation. But it really is about, you're on the supply side here. We're looking at how we can sort of ramp delivery up, get costs down. But it's still very interesting, isn't it, that in a like conference that I attended in Sydney last year, they still can deliver $1,200 a square metre. Okay? And so there's a lot of issues here when you're looking at 2 to 2.5K that you just mentioned. And we've got to really think about every line item that's going into the solution of the type of housing that we've got here. Of course, quality is an issue. We shouldn't doubt that. On to regulators. We need regulation, and that's I think we all agree with that. Our biggest problem in this country is the culture of the regulator as opposed to necessarily the regulation. Okay? Because you've got to deal with boneheads at council all the time. It's the culture of bonehead. How many people work for council here? you excluded, of course, from the conversation. but I just want to say, a lot of it is about you've got to have a collaborative and a cooperative look at this thing, as opposed to a regulator trying to stop something. Then what they've got to try and change their culture is to how they can get away without giving you a procurement advantage. And so on and so forth. So there is open to graft in this country. It hasn't been fully caught yet, but there's definitely some of that goes on. So putting that to one side, in terms of collegiality and cooperation, I'm not asking that regulators tell us how we can work this thing.